Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today is me. That's right. I'm going to do a solo episode today to talk about a topic that I think is not only extremely important, but probably often underestimated in terms of the value, and that is the creation of a core message, a message of differentiation, something that helps you simplify why you do what you do, why you're different, why you're uniquely suited to serve an ideal client. And a lot of times I think companies skip over this or don't even think about it, or certainly don't take the time to understand what they do that their clients value, and then use that as the primary message for really all of their marketing, all of their content creation. And so that's what I want to dive in today. And I'm going to give you a couple specific tools and techniques that we use, and kind of a homework assignment should you decide you want to do it. The first thing I want to do is introduce you to a concept that's getting a lot of airplay these days, and it's something called the hero's journey. And the idea is that if you go back and look at some of the earliest writings around this idea of mythology and journeys of great stories, a writer by the name of Joseph Campbell is credited with really documenting this idea, and it has now crept into pretty much every screenplay, every great movie that you can name, and certainly probably the one that people talk about the most is Star Wars. That is the typical kind of hero's journey, the hero of our story gets finds that there's a challenge or is challenged to solve a problem. And, you know, obviously in that one, it's the world was going to end. But somewhere along the line, meets a guide, Obi-Wan, that becomes his mentor, that helps him realize that he needs to face and take up the challenge and that he is indeed the hero. And obviously there's all kinds of plot twists that come as struggles and evil people and, you know, all kinds of things along the way. But then ultimately, if it's going to be a good movie, there's either an epic fail or an epic success as part of it. And I think that idea is that what if we started looking at our customers as the hero of a journey through our business, and that our business is merely the guide, or what it is that we do is merely the guide to help our customers achieve their greatness. And I know that may sound a little dramatic, but I think that's a great way to start looking at this idea of the customer journey. And really this concept of journey, you know, has really taken off. I think it is, it's something I've been talking about for, you know, about a decade now with the Marketing Hourglass. But do a little, I'll give you a little homework assignment now. Do a little search on Google Trends. If you don't use this tool, it's a really fun way to illustrate some things and to do some interesting research on some things that you might be missing, some trends you might be missing. But I put in three search terms. So you go to Google Trends, put in marketing funnel, put in sales funnel, and then put in the term customer journey, and it will graph search volume over time for those three terms. And people have certainly talked about the sales funnel and the marketing funnel pretty consistently for years, as far back as this kind of tracking went on. The term customer journey, really 2005, 2007, 2009, in its infancy, doesn't really exist that much. You go back the last couple of years, and that term is skyrocketing. It is surpassed by significant amounts, both the combined volume of marketing funnel and marketing and sales funnel. And so my point in that is that not only are marketers taking note of this idea of journey, the journey truly does exist. In many cases, our buyers, our prospects, are now so equipped with the tools to go out there and research and the networks to tap and the ways to find out how to do what they want to do and who does it and what price it is. And so in a lot of cases, by the time they're finding a business like ours, they have really traveled quite a ways and in a lot of ways maybe made their decision already. And now let's hear a word from this week's sponsor. Many people come up with great ideas for businesses and services and products. And of course, today that means we have to have a great domain, and we have to turn to a domain registration platform to get that. And my personal suggestion is Hover. And if you already have a bunch of domain names scattered across domain providers, I mean, I have hundreds because I'm always registering domains because I just want to keep this idea that I might work on someday. And you can save money by bringing all of your domains to one place. And then all these domains will be available for the extra discounts, that the volume discounts that get applied to your account automatically. So find a domain name for your great idea. Bring all your domain names together. Go to hover.com and use the promo code JohnDTM. That's me, JohnDTM. And at checkout, you're going to save 10% off your first purchase. So what if you actually looked at this hero's journey for your business? And again, this starts to inform what your core message is and how you talk about. Instead of talking about your business, you're talking about the journey that they're going to go on to get what they need. And I think a lot of people fundamentally get this, but then we sit down and start trying to write sales copy and we get it all backwards. So if the customer is the hero, what challenge does that customer have? What are they trying to solve? How are they trying to achieve what they're trying to achieve? And then they're going to meet our business. And our business is really the guide then for helping them. So we have to demonstrate that we understand what their challenge is. We have to demonstrate that they have been called to meet this challenge. Now, in a lot of cases, you're going to have clients that do nothing. And so, you know, that's part of your process is understanding, you know, who's going to actually be inspired by your business and you as a guide, and then help them face the challenge. And ultimately, one of the ways that you, I think, help them face that challenge is to also help them realize, you know, what does failure look like? What does success look like? So, and really, go and look at some classic movies. Obviously the Star Wars, all the Harry Potters, I just watched Back to the Future again for some reason. The Wizard of Oz, even. I mean, these are great classic examples of the hero's journey. And I, the reason I ask you to look at that and really equate that to what you're doing is because I think if you look at it with the mindset of, okay, I'm the guide, and the hero who we all can identify as our customer, you might actually get some really interesting ideas on how to adopt this point of view or this mindset. But if you're going to create an actual core message out of this, what would that look like? So we've actually, as part of the Duct Tape Marketing System, and you can find out more about that at ducttapemarketingsystem.com, one of the tools we use is called the case statement. And the idea behind this is that it just gives you a document to kind of outline, you know, making a case for this journey that you understand it. So essentially the elements are that you identify what the challenge is, that you then paint a better picture. So if somebody's got a challenge and it's clear and you can identify it, but then you can say, what if this actually happened? What if you walked into your business and this happened and this happened and this happened just like you saw it? I mean, that just really paint like, what would that mean to you? So you really get them inspired about, you know, what solving the challenge would be. A lot of times I think you also have to say, look, it's not your fault. We know how you got here. You're doing this and that, and the world's doing this and that. So again, a lot of that's just demonstrating some empathy. And then the next component is really to then be able to demonstrate why you have the unique ability and experience and expertise to guide them. And I think that once they understand that you understand them, you understand their challenge, you understand how they got there, and then you can make a case for how you could be the guide, that's how the relationship starts. And then finally, it becomes a call to action. You actually have to challenge them to solve the problem. And again, a lot of times you go back and look at these classic stories, you know, a lot of times they don't necessarily want to take up and be the hero. They don't want to do what they're going to have to do, but ultimately they're challenged to do so and take up that challenge. And so that's part of your job. And I think it's more fun to think about it this way too, even if you feel like I'm being overly dramatic. One of the first steps that you can do to start understanding how you're going to proceed on this idea of a core message is I would ask you to identify 8 or 10 of your ideal clients and to get them on the phone and interview them and ask them some questions like, you know, why did you choose us in the first place? Why do you stick with us? What do we do that others don't do? Tell me about 2 or 3 other companies that you really admire. And again, the line of questioning or the actual questions are not as significant as just getting them to talk. So when you ask them, you know, what do we do that others don't? And they say, well, you provide good service. Then you have to go farther and say, well, what does good service look like to you? Tell me a story about a time when we provided good service. And what you're listening for really are themes. And these themes are meant to be ways that you can change the context of really how prospects and customers view what you have to offer, or even make the competition irrelevant. We had an architect, I'll give you an example. We had an architect years ago that we worked with that we started and interviewed their clients. And again, they had really relied on the fact that they did great work and it was always on time and on budget and, you know, all the kind of things that people say that are really expectations. But we kept hearing back from their customers saying, well, yeah, they do all that, but what we really like is they help us get paid faster. And so in further review, we found that they had some folks on zoning boards and a couple city councilmen that for local suburbs that were members of their staff. And what it meant was they really knew where all the red tape was. They knew what cities were doing what. They knew what restrictions were coming. They knew where they had to work on the sewer lines a certain way. And so consequently, their plans got approved faster, and this got the contractor paid faster. And so that thing that they just did because they thought that was good business was something that was tremendously significant to their general contractor clients and prospects. And so that became their entire core message. So their business development people would actually use that as a core message, and then we'd create content around that idea of getting your projects through City Hall. And we would actually created a product offering, a feasibility type of study that would show somebody where their challenges were going to be. And that became kind of the core message then for everything that they did. So now when somebody said, you know, what do you do for a living to one of their business development people, they said, well, we help contractors get paid faster. And that's something that we call the talking logo. And that's a statement that I think every company should try to develop. Again, these are all forms and things that we talk about in the Duct Tape Marketing System program. But that is a statement that essentially has a formula. It is a, you know, we, a verb of some type, help. In this case, who do you help? We help contractors. And we help them with the biggest their biggest pain point, or at least the one that they told us about in this case, get paid faster. So if you can develop a talking logo that comes from the themes that you've done in these interviews, my guess and truly my experience is that you will be in tremendous shape in terms of having a message that now resonates and that makes it very simple for you to explain how you're different. Now, obviously, when somebody says, well, okay, you help contractors get paid faster, tell me more about that, you then have to have, we call it a complimentary statement, but you do have to have that kind of follow-up, well, here's how we do it. And a lot of people start with, here's how we do it. But that talking logo actually gets you invited to say, here's how we do it. Your folks will be listening when you now make that statement. So I'm going to give you your assignment for this session. Find and identify 8 to 10 of your ideal clients. Set up an interview and ask them those questions. And what you're really looking for as well as, you know, I mean, there's two things you're looking for in those interviews. One is the themes in terms of, you know, what are some of the little things? And don't be surprised if some of what your clients tell you they really appreciate sound to you like little things that aren't significant. It's probably a case where they're extremely significant and you're not taking advantage of them. So, you know, little things like you call us back or you clean up the job site, you know, things like that seem like little things that everybody does, but the reality is they don't. And those can be tremendous messages. You're also looking to try to uncover their greatest challenge in working with a business like yours, or just even in finding the solutions that they need, whether they're consumers or businesses. So find those themes of value and then create a focused core message around those that can make it very easy for you to answer, what do you do for a living? And have me, when I hear the statement that you tell me what you do for a living, have me say, really, tell me more about that. So that's really your homework for this session. And there's plenty more that you can read about. I've written about this in all pretty much all of my books, but also on the website. And as I said, you might want to check out the Duct Tape Marketing System. I'm going to give you three books to end today that I think would be some great advanced reading, particularly for those of you that this idea sounds really compelling and you would like to understand it so that you could be a better marketer, so you could be a better writer. Maybe you have a screenplay in you. I don't know. Those three books are The Hero with a Thousand Faces. This is the original Joseph Campbell book that I talked about. It is very academic. It's not summer beach reading. It's one of those where you would have to commit to really finishing this. But I think some of the ideas are pretty easy to pick up. And I think that without reading the entire text, you could get a sense of this idea of the journey. And it's certainly the best and most cited work. There's another great book, particularly for those of you that would like to understand the structure, this mythic structure in writing. And it's just called The Writer's Journey, and it's by Christopher Vogler. It's a great book just for writing of any type. And then there's a kind of fun book that is primarily targeted at screenplay writers called Save the Cat by Blake Snyder. And it's it breaks down a lot of these classic movie plots, and really it says that it is targeted towards screenwriters, but again, I think it's a great book for anybody who is writing copy, particularly messaging that gets people inspired, gets people motivated, calls them to action, and certainly follows this kind of this hero's journey approach. So that is really it for today. I appreciate you tuning in, and we will catch you next time.